For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A candlelight vigil honoring and remembering victims of the coronavirus pandemic has been organized by District 47 Assemblymember and Majority Leader Eloise Gomez Reyes. The vigil is scheduled for Friday, March 26 at 6:30 p.m. and will take place virtually and safely on Facebook at ASM Reyes. A credit card scam that involves lifting people's personal account information to make fraudulent purchases is under investigation in Beaumont, where police are warning the public to be extra careful about where and how they buy goods. The scam, known as skimming, typically involves attaching recording devices to terminals and retrieving credit card information at a later time or obtaining it in real time. According to Beaumont police, the fraud has entailed conspirators using Bluetooth-enabled spyware to instantly gather credit and debit card details. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in the Inland Empire is up 0.2 cents to just over $3.87, the third increase in 3 days after the end of a 55-day streak of increases that totaled 54 cents. The average price is 1.5 cents higher than a week ago, 24.7 cents more than a month ago, and 76.8 cents greater than a year ago. It's at its highest amount since November 20th of 2019. Governor Gavin Newsom named his pick to be California's next Attorney General, East Bay Assemblyman Rob Bonta. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more.
Bonta is a progressive Democrat who's pushed criminal justice reforms like ending cash bail. If confirmed by the legislature, Bonta will be California's first Filipino attorney general. He'll replace Javier Becerra, who joined President Biden's cabinet last week. The nomination comes as Asian American and Pacific Islander communities across the country protest hate speech and violence. Bonta said, like many others, he's personally felt the sting of discrimination.
So many of us have been targeted and attacked because of who we are, where we're from, and who we love. But that hate has not defined who we are or what we can achieve.
The Alameda Democrat is nominated as the state's top law enforcement officer as police come under increased scrutiny for killing unarmed civilians. Newsom says he spoke with law enforcement leaders about what they'd want to see in the next attorney general.
The one universal thing they wanted was someone who's willing to pick up the phone, willing to listen, willing to engage, and will demonstrate real respect for those men and women in uniform.
He says he's confident Bonta would be that. Filling the attorney general position caps off a domino effect of powerful appointments Newsom has made since Kamala Harris took office as vice president. The governor also named Alex Padilla as California's first Latino senator and Shirley Weber as the first black woman to serve as Secretary of State. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
The endangered California condor could return to the Pacific Northwest for the first time in 100 years. The San Francisco Chronicle says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to allow the release of captive-bred giant vultures into Redwood National Park as early as this fall. The idea is to create an experimental population for California's far north, Oregon, and northwestern Nevada. The California condor was virtually wiped out by the 1970s because of poaching, lead poisoning, and habitat loss. Thanks to a captive breeding program, more than 300 birds now live in central and southern California, Arizona, Utah, and Mexico. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.